Good afternoon. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of An Eye on the Sky. Breezy, mild conditions prevail across the region at midday, temperatures climbing into the 50s and will top out in the 50s to low 60s. Limited breaks of sun, especially east of the Green Mountains, will give way to thicker and lowering clouds through New York and the St. Lawrence Valley, where showers through western New York and Pennsylvania at noon spread east mid to late afternoon, quickly sliding into the Green Mountains by late afternoon and reaching New Hampshire toward evening as they start to decrease and break up. Winds from the south 10 to 15 miles per hour will gust 25 to 35 miles per hour over the higher terrain in the Champlain Valley. Tonight, localized passing rain showers north tapering off, some clearing in the St. Lawrence and northern New York late, showers becoming rain southeast Vermont, northeast through much of New Hampshire after midnight, lows upper 30s and low 40s, and then Saturday, early rain southeast Vermont and much of New Hampshire ending, periods of sun developing, then numerous afternoon clouds with localized showers mostly over the higher terrain north, spotty elsewhere, highs 40s to low 50s north, in the 50s south, a gusty west wind. We'll see some clearing on Saturday night, and then Sunday, sun mixed with periods of clouds, a spotty afternoon shower far north, highs 40s to low 50s north, in the low to mid-50s south. Although we've had lots of clouds this morning in the wake of yesterday's minor weather system, limited appearances of sun have warmed our mild morning into a pleasant April afternoon temperature-wise. Readings heading for the 50s and low 60s are on the mild side at this point in April, though certainly nothing out of the ordinary. In fact, the record books offer a glimpse of April's potential in terms of warmth this time of year. Nearly 50 years ago, in the U.S. bicentennial year of 1976, thermometers soared to 90 degrees on this date. Getting back to today, the other significant element, the developing south wind, starting to gust over 20 miles per hour and expected to gust 25 to 35 miles per hour over the higher terrain and channeled through the Champlain Valley this afternoon into the evening. That tends to steal some of the warmth that you otherwise would feel. The gusty winds running ahead of a cold front, swinging east through the Great Lakes, curling north and then west to a decaying low-pressure system over Ontario. A second, less organized storm north of Lake Ontario connects to another cold front, extending farther south near Buffalo and then into eastern Kentucky and Tennessee. This front introduces another consideration for the forecast this afternoon, showers. Along and ahead of the cold front, spreading east through the St. Lawrence Valley in New York and reaching the Green Mountains and starting to break up later this afternoon. This is because the front will be weakening with time, primarily because the storm over Ontario will limit the amount of cold air that can spread eastward. What's left of the showers scatter themselves through eastern areas and taper off overnight, except portions of southeast Vermont and extending north and east through much of the Connecticut Valley and New Hampshire. A wave of low pressure developing along the front will enhance the showers, but only briefly, late tonight and early tomorrow, then move out. This will be followed by some cooler air moving in tomorrow, increasing amounts of sun at least in the morning, then during the afternoon, some periods of clouds and a few spotty showers over the higher terrain. Sunday looks much the same, a little bit more sun and only an isolated shower. There will be yet another push of cooler air coming in on Sunday night, so that Monday looks like it'll be rather chilly. Now back to the forecast summary. Lots of clouds, some scattered showers spreading from New York State into Vermont later this afternoon, reaching New Hampshire toward evening, highs in the 50s to low 60s. Tonight, the scattered showers taper off, except a period of rain southeast Vermont and New Hampshire late tonight, and then tomorrow that rain ends, periods of sun developing, more afternoon clouds, a few afternoon showers north, 40s north, 50s south. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.